Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I am Polly Wyrum, an intuitive and an intuitive coach. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and so I always like to share, because people are always curious about if it's always dark here in the wintertime. So today the sunrise was at 9:50 a.m., so 9:50, and the sunset will be 4:31, and our temperature currently is 23 degrees. So our temperature is not bad. It's very much like, you know, many parts of the country. Not California, but many other parts of the country. So what I do is I'm an intuitive coach. So when I coach people, I can see things that they might be unaware of. And my business is gatewaystopeace.com. And I love doing what I do. I love doing the intuitive work. I love doing the coaching. And I've found that it's a great combination for me. And it really helps people. I think I've found that my favorite people to work with are those going through a major transition that are really need somebody there for them. And it's phenomenal because the work that they do and the changes in their life is so rewarding. And I also really enjoy working with family issues. So check out my website, gatewaystopeace.com, and that is with the number two. I'm going to take my first caller. And I have a question for them. And the first caller is area code 219-644.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
And what's your name?
Liz, L-I-Z.
Liz. And where are you calling from?
Northwest Indiana.
Indiana. Is it pretty cold there today?
Oh, you're actually warmer than we are.
I know. You know, we are having definitely warm winters. It was raining. I took my kids skiing yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It was raining on the way home. I know. It's craziness. So there you go. So Liz, and if you hear my dogs barking in the back, I apologize. I have a question for you. So this is something that, you know, each time I do a show, I like to ask the callers. So oftentimes people are at a point in their life when they're like, oh, my God, if I can just get through this. But, you know, it's helpful to review your life and see all the other times you've been in those same places and you've gotten through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything that you've gotten through that you're like, I mean, because you know that there's a million things that you've gotten through and it's like, wow, I did it and – you know, I found out so much about myself and I'm really strong. So is there anything that you can think about or that comes to mind with that?
Oh, geez. I was out of work, I would say, and trying to find work. It was a long time. The bills that I had, I was able to pay on them from money would come in from unexpected sources or family would help out, but I made it through and also made it through with the full schooling for my education.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, see how amazing it is, you know, it doesn't really matter because we are all going to have challenges. We're all going to have losses in our life. And when we have the ability to look back and say, you know what, I came through that, I can come through anything. So yeah, good for you. That's awesome. Okay, it's like, you know, like each one of us, honestly, each one of us, our lives could be a movie. Each one of us,
yeah.
You know, our lives could be a book. Each one of us have done something amazing and will continue to do amazing things. And I think that we overlook that because we all have so much more strength and character and love and wisdom and all that inside of us. And, you know, that sometimes we share, sometimes we don't, but we've all done phenomenal things and made it through. So, yay, good for you. Okay, what's your question or story?
My question is, I am currently, my going for my master's in psychology, it's for therapy, but I'm beginning to wonder if that's the area I'm supposed to be in, or I'm because I was wondering about industrial organizational psychology. It's more like, consulting. It's not really therapy.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I do see you, and you're breaking up a little bit if you're on a cell phone. I do see that you're at this point where you're kind of going, you feel like you're going around in circles, or it looks to me, it looks like you're going around circles because you're not really ready to commit to, what I'm hearing is commit to your goal. And this for you feels like a life goal. Like this obviously has been something that you've worked for a long time. And let me ask me again about the organizational, because you are, okay, I'm hearing you're super disciplined. And you're also very matter of fact. You also have the ability to, it's something about resources. There's the ability to find resources. So have you thought about where you help others find resources? Because that's something that you're good at.
Resources, yes. last job, I worked with a title company. They considered like a court runner where I would have to go to the court building and gather information, research, do a lot of researching, stuff like that, interacting with the public, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, you're good at resources. You're also good at telling people when to act. Like, say, like how I see it is, say there's something going on and they want to do it. They want to jump into action. You're really good at telling them not yet and helping them figure out the right time and the right action at the right time. Does that make sense to you? So I feel that what you're going to, you know, the work that you're going to do is super rewarding. And you are in a position where people do consult you. You work with a lot of different people. People definitely consult you. And it does feel a little bit more business-wise than it does like on a one-on-one therapeutic side. It feels more like business association type stuff.
Okay.
So it feels, here's a better way of me. It feels more like if you have, even if it's like a young business or whatever, if there's something, it's like you'll work with somebody who represents a company or who is a representative of something, and you tell them this is when you go. This is how you do this. So you basically are holding the rule book in your hand. Like you understand what's going on. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay, because it doesn't exactly make sense to me, but I see that you are the person. It's kind of like you're the gateway to having things proceed in a more smooth fashion. You're the one that helps. You're also a good example of what you do. So you're going to be in the middle of whatever thing you're going to be doing. You're in the middle of it because people have to move further forward. They have to interact with you. Does that make sense?
Oh. Yes, and is that what you're trying? Well, what you're explaining takes me into another area that I'm interested in.
Okay, because that's what it feels like to me. Like that's where you have a lot of talent with that. Like it would be really fun for you because it's pretty. Like you have to think on your feet. It's pretty fast paced, and you like that.
Yes.
It's not ho hum. It's pretty like you've got to think pretty fast, and that's how this feels to me. And it feels like you're, that's a good fit for you.
Okay.
But, ultimately, you're the one that's going to be doing the work. And so just be open and just pay attention to how it feels to you. Because if the right, you know, if the first thing isn't quite the right fit, that's okay. You learned what worked and what didn't work, and then you move on.
Okay. Got it.
So, but it, I mean, it feels good. Yeah, and you're definitely, I mean, you've got tons of potential.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Liz, and that's, you know, another thing that I when I do readings for people or I coach people, I frequently stress that, you know, regardless of what comes out in the reading, because, you know, that's kind of a snapshot of right now, although I can look into the future, but still, we all have the ability to change our life. And so for Liz, she's super talented. So she really needs to honor what feels good to her, because, you know, it may be like she'll go to a place and the work is a little bit different than she anticipated, but she loves the people she's working with. And so that makes the job. And so we never really know until we're out there and really putting ourselves living in the moment or living in whatever, you know, really pursuing our dream or, you know, our life. We never really know. And so, you know, you get little pieces of advice and you get little, you know, you can get an intuitive reading and you can get a lot of advice, but you have to take that advice and go by the way you feel, because, you know, things change. And anyhow, I really, you know, believe in letting people make their own decision and going by what their gut instinct is telling them. Absolutely. So the next caller is area code 630, and the first three numbers are 247. Good morning. Did that go there? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And who is this?
This is Jenna.
Jenna. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois. Excellent. So what's the weather like there?
I think we're about 20 today.
Oh, okay. Well, you're pretty close to us then. Okay. So Jenna, what is something like when you're looking at your life, what is a challenge that you have overcome that you're like, holy moly, I came through that. I can do anything. What is a challenge that you've really succeeded in?
That's a good question. I think just kind of asserting more independence, I think.
Uh-huh.
Realizing I can do some things on my own that I didn't before. So I would say that's definitely it.
Perfect. Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, why I ask this question is because, you know, there are people, you know, people that I'm working with right now or just people in general that I know are going through some incredibly challenging times. And if you can look back and say, hey, I made it through, you know, that divorce, I made it through whatever, I can make it through this. You know, you have the capability. And that's why I'm asking the question. I personally have gone through some things that at the time were incredibly stressful. But, you know, I made it through and for the better. And so that's why I asked the question. So, okay, what is your question today?
My question, I guess, if I can ask more of a general question, is just kind of what comes through strongly for me as far as, like, what's coming for me this year, because I definitely feel a lot of change on the horizon.
Okay, I'm going to do one of my little things. I call them a prayer. They're not really a prayer, but the words, the messages that come out are, but you, there's a relationship change. So are you dating? I'm going to still do the prayer thing, but there is a relationship change with you. Are you already dating somebody?
I'm not. I've been speaking with someone.
Okay, because there's definitely a male energy around you for sure. Okay, but let me do my little thing, what I call a prayer, and see what comes out. But you have to, Jenna, pay attention to the words that I use, because frequently I forget what they are. I might remember one or two, but that's what we learn or grow. That's how you get your messages. So take a nice big breath in and release. And we're welcoming in my angels, my guides, Jenna's angels, Jenna's guides. We're welcoming in all the guides, all the angels of those listening, of all of our loved ones. We are welcoming in the warmth of strangers and kindness of those that we have yet to meet. We are moving in a new direction, understanding the past is the past, and we are so fortunate to be coming from a place of love. We are so fortunate to be coming from a place where foundation was grown, but now it's time for us to move into our own space, our own direction, to begin living a life of new decisions, new beginnings, and to really stand on our own 2 feet, and to open our hands, open our arms, and extend a warm welcome to others that will be greeting us, to welcome others into our life. There's something about teaching also. Okay, so take a nice big breath in and release. Okay, so Jenna, you definitely with that and with what I was seeing, you definitely have lots of changes coming on. It's more like you're stepping out of almost the way that you were raised, like your upbringing, and you're now stepping out and standing on your own 2 feet, coming up with your own value system, coming up with what is meaningful to you in life, what is meaningful to you in a relationship. You have lots of choices in terms of friends, lots of choices in terms of the people that surround you. So I will mention this. So pay attention, because I don't know if you feel this right now, but you have the tendency to, say you go to a party or something. There are lots of people that, like you feel lots of people kind of pulling at you, or maybe this might just be in your life in general, pulling at you and trying to get you to make a decision one way or the other, or to get your attention or whatever. Do you currently feel that way?
Like a lot of energy when I go out? Yeah, I feel a lot of, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be, there's going to be like, it's almost like the floodgates are going to be open for you, to you in terms of new people, new thoughts, new everything. Like it's like your life is put into a little bottle and shaken up. And so now it's time for you to put the pieces and build your life on your own meaning, what makes sense to you. But the big thing that I started talking about before is just pay attention to the people that you feel good around. Like if somebody feels draining around you, let them go. If somebody is really insistent that you, you know, act a certain way or do a certain thing, that's another thing. Because this is your time to really figure out what you're here for.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and even though I can totally relate to where you're at right now, because I've been there where it almost feels like you're in a room and the lights are off and you're feeling around and it's like, where the heck is the light switch? I totally relate to that. But go by, because you are going to meet some really meaningful people, but go by, really trust your intuition. Trust your instincts. And allow that to go. And what books are you reading? Because it feels like you're on somewhat of a little spiritual journey here.
I'm reading several.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So just, keep doing what you're doing. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, I can totally relate to where you're at. And when you're ready, this is another funny thing, but I'm telling you right now. When you're ready, you know, when you feel like, okay, I'm ready for that teacher or whatever, or, you know, somebody that's really going to kind of help you and you can share with them, they'll be there for you.
Yes.
So, and just one other thing, and then I'll let you go, is I also am, I do not believe in gurus. I do not believe that there's like one person. I mean, I read all the books and do that stuff, but there's not one person that's going to be able to give you all the answers to life except for you. So read the books and, you know, pay attention to how you feel. And some of them might be really inspirational and I totally love that. But ultimately it's up to you and how you live your life. Certainly people help us along our way. Absolutely. But if anybody tells you, you know, if you stick with me, walk away.
Yes.
So, anyhow, that's
one of... Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Blessings to you, and enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. So that was beautiful, Jenna. And I just, you know, that was something I just wanted to share because spiritually, or when you get into the metaphysical world, or spiritually, both, there are, you know, we go through this time of searching. We go through this time of, you know, why am I here? What's my main purpose? You know, all those questions that, you know, that people pose to you. I mean, there's a million websites that pose that to you. And then you think like, oh, if I don't have my purpose, you know, I'm not living my life, or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of pressure now for people to find their purpose in life. Your purpose is to be happy, right? And another thing is, you know, when we talk about finding our passion, you know, some people's passion is very quiet. Like if you look at, you know, a little toddler playing with their bricks or their blocks and they're super happy and they're engaged, that is perfect. It doesn't mean that we have to run around yelling joyful, you know, run through the aisles yelling joyful words. Sometimes our passion is a quiet passion, and it's just that we're content with life. And so, you know, let the pressure go on what your passion is or what your purpose is, because you'll find it. You know, if you follow your heart and do what makes you happy, you'll find it. Okay. So next caller is area code 210, and the first three digits are 771. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to get a reading. Thank you so much.
Oh, excellent. That's awesome. I love to hear that. Have you had a reading before?
Yes.
And what's your name?
It's Pearl from Texas.
Lovely. Okay, Pearl. That's a great name. I'm in a great state to come from. What is something that you've overcome in your life that you can look back and say, holy moly, I did that? Thank God.
Illness.
Excellent. I mean, not excellent that you were sick, but excellent that you had that opportunity to overcome that.
Learned a lot.
Yeah. Did it change your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, and it does. I mean, I swear, it changed my life. I definitely had a life-changing event with health issue. But it also sometimes the illness or the whatever happens. Like for me, I was running. I didn't stop for anything. I mean, I was literally running. I was literally running marathons. We had three kids. You know, it wasn't that long ago. And just crazy busy. And all of a sudden I had to stop and my life changed. And so, yeah, that can definitely be one of the biggest, most powerful gifts in our life for sure. Okay. So Pearl, do you have a specific question for me?
Not really. I wasn't thinking, I didn't know if you would just intuit what to tell me.
No, that's perfect. You know what I'm going to do is what I did with Jenna, where I just kind of see what message comes out, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So take a nice breath in and release. And we are welcoming in Pearl's guides, Pearl's angels, my guides, my angels, all the guides and angels of those that came before us and those that are yet to come. We have so much love, and we are surrounded by love and protection in all areas of our life, in the past, in the present, in the future. So Pearl is moving into a direction of remembering who she is, remembering what her gifts are, her strongest, what Pearl's strengths are. Pearl now has the ability to call back on her wisdom, and I feel like it's on your mother's side, so calling back on your mother's side, your grandmother's, all that wisdom passed down generation to generation. So there's something that is on your mother's side of the family that you have the ability to carry forward. And understanding that this is, I feel like it comes, whatever it is, it like you remember what it is, when you actually take the time to sit down, and the ground is really good for you, by the way. I don't know if you take time to be outside and sit on the ground and stuff, but that's really good for you. So allowing yourself to have the quiet time and the memories of your childhood. Do you want to write a book, or have you written like some of the stuff from your childhood? Like it's stories, generational stories. Have you done anything like that?
No.
Okay. Do you think about the stuff of your family heritage, of like your childhood and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a bit lately.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Even if it's just a way for you to process that stuff, it would be a really good thing for you to write that stuff out and then just let it go. If you want to keep it, great, but just write it out and let it go. And what is the thing like with your mom and your grandma, that your maternal side of your family? What does that mean to you?
Generations of strong women with strong survival skills and good business minds and loving people and dealing with people. That's
okay,
cause a lot of what I...
that they want you to carry forward. So it's been generation after generation after generation on your mother's side that they want you to carry forward. So do you have any idea what that is?
Strength and perseverance is what comes to mind.
Okay. Do you have like your own business? Are you doing anything like that?
I'm getting ready to go back into business. I was retired for many years, but I'm getting ready to start a new business.
Okay, and in this new business, is it going to allow you to help other people?
Yes.
Okay, and I also see, I don't know if this is business or this just could be in your life, but there's somebody very, it almost feels like they've passed, somebody very dear to you. And I think they've passed. It's like an older man that you're holding his hand and you're, bringing it to your chest because you love them so much. But I think they've already passed, but you love them so much. Has somebody passed? It might have been like your father, or it could even been, they weren't, I would say they're probably 60s or maybe probably 60s, late 60s. And you just love them so much. Like you had such a connection to them.
Yes. Yeah, that would be my stepdad.
Okay, so there's so much love and there's so much. Did he have like an amazing amount of will towards life? Like just this amazing amount of, I'm hearing gratitude, but I don't know if that's gratitude. There's gratitude on both ways between the two of you, but so much gratitude. And gratitude for the gifts, like you two learned from each other. There's something about, I feel like there's a reason why you guys, you two had a very strong connection. That's the way I'm going to say it. Because I literally see like you grab his hand, you're holding his hand. He's so dear to you. And it might not be like literally, but figuratively or whatever, you're holding his hand and just holding it so close to your chest because you have such a connection with him.
Yeah. He drove me nuts, but I loved him too.
Yeah. Well, that's family. Okay, so definitely I would say since you associate the strength with your, and you've got so much family stuff though. I mean, you're all about family. You're all about like your family history. You're all about, you also feel like, like I feel a lot of Native American stuff with you, Native American, history, energy stuff. You're all about, there's so much of that with you, of all that stuff from past, generations with
my
you.
My father's father was a Cherokee Indian, but I can't really find any of the lineage that connects.
Yeah, you have it all around you. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you've got so much of that around you. For sure.
Cool.
I mean, just absolutely, yeah, you've got so much of that around you. Which is one of the reasons why I said, But I also feel, you know, anyhow, you have so much of it around you. So that's part of the feeling that I get on your mother's side, but it's almost like, you know, I just feel so much of that Native American energy around you. So honor that, but really honor your family history and honor your, you know, the lessons that you're, you know what it is? It's also honoring the lessons that your family learned.
Yes. Yes, I get that completely.
I hope you go back. I hope you share some of this. Because I feel if you dug a little bit deeper in your family history, there would be stuff for you to share.
Interesting. Huh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, regardless, it's going to mean something to you, but I feel like your family history is incredibly rich. Like, you know, not rich necessarily, like wealthy, but incredibly, like, amazing stories, amazing, you know, amazing will. I heard that again. Amazing will, amazing fortitude. So it'd be really interesting for you to look back at that.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, but also carry forward, you know, you want to do this new business, carry that strength and that will into your new business for sure. But you definitely, I mean, you've got so much energy around you and family, you know, loved ones around you and all that for sure. And which is interesting because I have to say, you know, Jenna, who was on before, Jenna was, the energy was completely different, but she had around her, like you have a ton of Native American and a lot of heritage, like family heritage. Jenna had a lot of how would I describe it? It was like a younger energy, like, like younger, more angelic type feel around Jenna, whereas you have like so much earthy, this Native American stuff around you. It's really interesting, but super strong. You've got super, super strong stuff around you. So take that, write a little book, and make your family's fortune.
So I always wonder. I always wonder if my mother has a specific message for me. She's no longer with us, but mm-hmm. and she passed recently. But I'm wondering. She usually comes through to tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if she has anything to tell me.
You know what? If I tried to do that right now, I would be just grasping at straws because either they come through or they don't come through. But I will say, you know, since the first thing that I said is, you know, I felt like the maternal and, you know, the maternal energy, your grandmother, that all of that, I feel that they really want you to do something. Here's one other thing for you to know. They really feel like you haven't, there's something that you gave up too soon. I don't know what it is, but it's like you need to go back and finish it. I don't know if that's your career. I have no idea what it is, but there's something. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's something that they want you to get up, literally, I'm telling you, get up off the couch and go finish this. Do you know what that is?
Well, it's either going back into my career or finishing my degree. It's either going back into career. I'm getting ready to start, you know, a real estate career and design at the same time. And I spent the last couple of years getting certifications and getting a license, and then my mother got sick. So,
You know, that's probably it. I would say that's probably it because she wants you to finish that now.
Yeah, it's like I finished all the learning part. Now I just, now that she doesn't need me anymore, I can go on and actually do the career part.
Yep. Yes. Okay, I have one other question for you. And I do have to say that sometimes when I do the radio shows, something from the next caller or another caller kind of bleeds in. You know, I start picking up messages from the next caller sometimes. But who is the boy? There's a little boy. He's younger, 7 to 9, possibly past. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, it's probably for another caller. And this happens. I mean, and interestingly, when it happens the most is when it's somebody who has passed and I start seeing, you know, I start picking that up before I move on. So.
Okay. No, I don't think that pertains to me.
Yeah, then we'll you know, hopefully I'll find out in the next caller or two. Otherwise, somebody can email me.
Well, thank
okay.
you. This has been very, very interesting. I appreciate your reading and your time. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
So thank everyone for joining me, and I still have time to take more calls. And just reminding you, my website is gatewaystopeace.com. I also just want to let people know, like in terms of like mediumship stuff, I don't necessarily say I'm a medium, but sometimes I pick things up. And for example, right now I am. And so we'll just see if it's for the person, you know, one of the next callers that come in. And the number is area code is 831, and the first three digits are 595. Good morning.
Good morning from California. My name is Lisa.
Lisa, how are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great. And the 9-year-old that you're feeling,
yes.
Was it a watery death?
You know, all I did is I saw him. I saw him and felt him, and I still feel him.
Okay.
So it's a good chance that it's related to you, because frequently that's what happens. It's the next caller that comes through. But so I still see him. I still feel him, and that he's okay. And he's with other loved ones who passed before him. And another thing, whatever it was, people felt it was their fault. And to know that really there, you can't. So there's a lot of blame going on how he died and when, who he was with when he died and all that stuff. It's really, it's just time to let things go. It's really
okay.
Time to step back and just say, because there's still so much grief and people holding on to the grief and misunderstandings and miscommunications. And it's almost like people just need to come to terms with the fact that it's taken place, and we love and move on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I was a ranger, and I was the one who tried to perform, or I did perform CPR, but
okay.
They never came to light. Yes.
Yep.
They went into the light. They
okay.
transitioned.
Okay, yeah, so you needed to hear that.
Okay,
that
all right,
it's,
fantastic.
It's, you know what, when it's our time to go, it's our time to go. And
right.
I feel the grief, and I feel all that right now, and I feel, yes, but many blessings to you, many, you know, love and, you know, and compassion and all that, so thank you.
No problem. I'm a nurse now. And I have been dealing with independent living skills, education development disorders, older folk that have dementia and Alzheimer's. And there was a disagreement with my past employer, and I'm ready for a new job. And
mm-hmm.
I want to know, my husband's telling me I should be a life coach and with my intuition and all, and
uh-huh.
I'm just ready for that change, and I need something that's flexible because we also want to start a family of our own. So.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay, so definitely the thing, you know, when you're talking about your job, all of that, it was so tangled up. Like everything was just tied into each other and a mess, like just so tangled up. It wasn't, there was nothing tidy about that situation.
No, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I still feel like you could do some type of, you personally are one of those type of people that likes it a little bit more systematic, or a little bit, you know, where you look at something and it's orderly. It's like, you can't deal with all the stuff. Okay, here, this is how I'm going to put it.
Black and white?
Yeah, and also you don't like a bunch of, you know, like when you're focusing on something, you want to be able to focus on it and not have 18 other things thrown at you.
No dimmer switch is what my husband says.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that there is a fulfilling because you're also super strong. You have, you know, you're super capable. I feel like there's this, and here I'm, what I'm hearing is a softer side coming through. So there is going to be a softer side coming through to you. So, you know, if you go into a job where you are, it's just easier. Like, it's not as exciting, it's not as challenging, but it's easier. And that's certainly a, you know, a gift when you're ready to start a family.
Okay. Well, here's the thought.
Yes.
I'm applying for a school nurse in our area. And you see that being fulfilled.
That could be a good fit for you. But here's the thing. You, and this will sound, well, that sounds funny to you. Learn the skill of letting things go. Learn the skill of, like, when you walk in and you're like, okay, so at first off, it's going to seem like this is really, you know, this is sweet, this is fun. Learn the skill of being able to say, oh my God, why do they have this system in place? It's almost like you walk in and you want to reinvent the wheel, because you see, after you're there for a little while, you see all these glaring things that, what are they doing? So learn the ability to sit back and, you know, you can reinvent the wheel a little bit, but also just enjoy where you're at. Like, if you get the school nurse job,
mm-hmm.
which you have a good chance, because I can, you do, of, and I actually, whoever has been there, I mean, they're in need of somebody actually to come and kind of clean things up, by the way. So actually this job, okay, here's what I feel like. That job, the school nurse, or your next job that you go to, but I kind of feel it's that school nurse job, they kind of are in the need of somebody to come in and reorganize. It's like it has,
okay.
It's kind of like when you go in there, you'll notice that things are not quite up to speed.
Gotcha.
You know, so for that, yeah. It might be like the immunization records aren't kept up or whatever. You'll figure it out. But things are not quite up. It's like as you get there and you start digging through it, you're like, oh, my God. And it's not that big of a deal. You just have to let it
okay.
go. Right?
Right.
But, yeah, that feel.
Right.
I mean, I think something like school nurse is perfect for you because
okay.
it slows you down and it puts you in that mode of family.
Yes. And speaking of,
yes.
we were told we were going to need doctor's intervention. So you feel that one coming on soon, or we'll find the fit with a doctor soon?
That you need doctors and prevention?
Intervention.
Intervention, like to have the baby, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I do feel a little bit of, so here's how I see and feel things. And it does, like, I do see a little bit of a block. So, you know, that probably could say yes, intervention. But I do think that you can overcome that. And I also feel like it's almost, here's how I would handle that. I would let that go. I would let that go, whoever told you that, which, you know, they very well could be right. I would let that go and just see what happens.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I've been trying for 2 years, so I think we've been at our wits' end at the moment.
Okay. Do you live in an area that has good fertility?
No. Well, actually, I should say as of lately, yeah.
Okay.
I ran into a lot of friends who've had or are pregnant or getting pregnant.
But I mean, in terms of like for, you know, like a good physician that could help you with that, do you live in the area?
No, I do have to look outside my area, at least 60
okay.
miles outside my area.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That's not
no.
bad. Then you know what? Just start moving forward with that. I mean, it took us, our third child, it took us 3 years. So.
Okay.
So just start, I mean, listen, if you start moving forward with it right now, it's not going to, you know, certainly not going to hurt anything, right?
Right.
Right.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing that comes out of that negatively. Just, you know, just consciously be, you know, in your mind welcoming the baby that's coming into your life and welcoming, you know, when you send out the email or whatever to schedule an appointment, however you do that, send out a blessing with it and just know that everything is going to work out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hoping for a Christmas baby. You think that makes
perfect
sense?
You know what? You will get your... You'll get your baby when that baby's going to come. Seriously, that baby, all I can tell you, that baby comes when that baby's supposed to be here. So you just welcome that baby whenever it rolls on in. And I, from experience, have learned that one. So, and the easier you are on yourself and your husband and the whole thing, the easier it is. So, and when you get that baby, however that baby comes to you, you will find it's the perfect fit.
Awesome.
And that's life. I mean, that is it. So, absolutely.
All right. Well, I've been having dreams of my dads. I have a stepfather and a biological father, and they both crossed over. But I'm not getting the message. I don't understand. Is there something they're trying to get to me?
You know, it might just be that they want you to know that they're with you.
I'm getting more like my mother. It has to do with my mother.
I don't know. I don't know because I see her. I see her, and then I see one of them. One of them passed before the other one. And then the one that passed, the first is a little off, a little bit off. And so that one might not have, I think whoever passed, whatever man passed first, felt a little, not quite as included or not quite as,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Just because the way I see them, they're not all together, right? He's offset a little bit. But I see that there's your wife and whoever passed first, they're holding hands and they're close to each other. They're next to each other.
The fact that they both put up with my mother,
you know what?
They're warriors in arms.
They're, you know, so we pick our parents. Consider that when, you know, knowing that whoever comes into your life chose you, right?
Yes, yes.
So there you go.
Yes, I get it.
I mean, that's what makes life, you know, rewarding and all that stuff. So it's good. Okay, so stay in touch with me because I always like hearing how people do. Stay in touch. Just start the process now, and who knows what will happen.
All righty. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, blessings to you. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I wanted to also put out a quick, my favorite one. Well, I've got a million charities that I love, but I really do, I love Farm Sanctuary, and they have one in New York, and they have two in California, where they take animals that have been, these are farm animals. The majority of them are farm animals, so that they were ready for going off to slaughter or other stories. And somehow they make it to the sanctuary and they raise them and they heal them. And then these beautiful animals become available for people to come in and learn from them. And so as the animals heal, there's, you know, they make it available like for foster kids and kids that need to learn about love again. And so these kids get to come in and experience the love of the animals. And I can't tell you how I'm so appreciative of what Farm Sanctuary does and what other charities do. I seriously, every day in my prayers, I say thank you for all the people that help promote awareness with animals, with people, with our earth. Just, I'm so grateful for all of them and you and whoever's helping promote this in our world. So thank you. And if somebody wants a reading with me or a coaching session, if you make a donation to Farm Sanctuary and just you know, send me proof of the donation, I will give you a reading. So the first person that does that, let me know that you're interested, gatewaystopeace.com. Make a donation. I don't really care how big the donation is, because I feel like a donation, whatever you can afford, make a donation to Farm Sanctuary. Let me know that you did it, and I'll give you a reading or one coaching session. So gatewaystopeace.com. My next caller is area code 863, and the first three digits are 289. Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. And who am I speaking with?
This is Julia.
Julia, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Have I spoken to you before?
Yeah.
Okay, are you in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, so you can say that's amazing, because I don't remember. I remember bizarre things, but I do remember this. So how are you doing?
Well, I have started, you know, my campaign to find my own place.
Good.
So that's a step in the right direction. It's funny, because I'm feeling like a little bit of fear about finding it, fear about, you know, what direction to go in. And I'm kind of flip-flopping between, do I want to find a place like on the East Coast, the Atlantic side, or like the Gulf Coast side. But basically what I really want out of the move is to find like a place that's going to feel like my sanctuary, as far as, you know, the condo or apartment or wherever I find to actually live. But I also, you know, like, I just want to kind of find that fit for myself, where I'm going to, you know, find like my tribe and find a good job, where I'm going to, you know, feel like I'm connecting and doing something meaningful. So I just, it's like I have all these expectations or desires to really.
Those are great. I mean, those are all desires and expectations that you should have, 100%. So I applaud you on that. So Julia, I'm going to ask you a question. What is something that you overcame in your life? Because I know you've overcome, you know, significant stuff in your life. What is something that you've overcome in your life that you can look back and draw strength from, that you can look back and say, hey, I made it through that. I can make it through anything.
The divorce, you know.
Perfect.
Finally having the strength to file and to move through it. So, yeah. And it's still kind of in process, but I did it, you know.
Well, not only did you do that, but I mean, the big thing that I'm hearing from you is that you are recognizing your self-worth. So you're recognizing your self-worth when you found, you know, decided that you wanted a different marriage or what, you know, out of that situation. And you're also recognizing your self-worth that you want to live in a place with a loving community, that you want to work in a place that's fulfilling. And you want to work in, you know, you want to feel like part of a community. So all of those things that you know are important to you, I applaud you that you are recognizing that and you know that you deserve it. So that's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Well, it really is, because people move through life sometimes thinking that they're not worthy of it. And here you are. You're taking action and you're making this happen for you. So I really like that. But here's something that I would suggest. I would suggest, because I think research, definitely, you know, you can research and get an idea of the demographics of different areas and come up with, I don't think I talked to you about this before, but come up with like your ideal job, your ideal community, come up with what was the other one that you wanted? So come up with those three, so your ideal community, your ideal job, and your ideal place to live. So come up with the things that you really know you want to have in those three, of those three areas of your life. And do you have time to explore Florida a little bit, to explore the different areas?
Yeah. I've made 2 day trips, just got in the car and drove and just kind of followed like the coastal roads. I've done that twice now, but basically I did it on the Atlantic side, so now I want to do it on the Gulf Coast side to see,
perfect.
See if I get any vibes or like the look of it or whatever. So
excellent. Okay, are you involved with any type of church or any type of group right now?
Not now, but that's something that once I kind of find the area that I want, those are two things that I'm definitely, those are on my vision board to find the group.
Perfect.
And find the church. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So here's what you could look up, I'm not sure what religion or what spirituality type stuff feels good to you. You're obviously pretty open if you're calling me. But you could look up like Unitarian, Unity, Science of Mind, different churches that are open, to the stuff that I do, and see where they're located, because it might be nice if wherever you go to, you kind of, that gives you a community. And even mm-hmm. like when you go driving on the Gulf side, maybe do it on a Sunday where you have the opportunity to go into a church.
Okay.
I mean, it's just an idea, but you're coming up with, it's just an idea. I do remember, though, when you called, what I actually saw. Like, I see that you'll be pretty, I see that wherever you are is, I don't even know what they call it. But, when you're in a house, when you're right next to the water and they have the, water that comes in from the bay or whatever that's in the, not the lagoon. I live next to the lagoon. Those little channels, you know what I'm talking about?
Intercoastal?
Yeah. Whatever it is, those little channel type things, you're very close to those. So you're very close to a big body of water.
Okay. That sounds
Which,
great.
I mean...
Yeah, I definitely want to be near water. That's one of my,
Yeah. I would start from there. I'm going to pull a card and see. And also, there's one other thing that I'm hearing. You have still, even with everything, you've been too hard on yourself. So... I don't know if you're aware of that, but I had just heard that. So I'm going to pull a card for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you've got tons of potential. Do you want to, what type of work are you looking for?
I've done basically office type work and
uh-huh.
that type of thing. So I'm really open to, I don't want to lock myself into any particular thing because I know there's so much more out there than what I've done.
Right.
I'm kind of open to new experiences as far as,
Good. I'm playing with cards while I'm talking to you. So, what just came out? Okay, I pulled up, what deck is this? Enduring Virtues, and it's her Angel Dream Oracle cards. Okay, so there's two things. I got the Amethyst, which is basically, it's the title on it is Psychic Abilities and Behavior Patterns. So I do feel like it's for you to get in your car, and it takes a lot of strength from you for you to get in your car and actually go out and do this. Is that right?
Yeah.
For you, it takes it's a big step for you. So it's, kind of breaking some of those patterns of the past. And I'm trying to think, do you have to, where are you at right now?
I'm temporarily living with my mom, more of the Central Florida area.
Okay. So, but there's no big rush of you getting out of there, right? I mean, you can take, it's not like you have a timeline.
Right. No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. So I would honor that because you will get out of there. And I actually feel, and this is kind of funny, I don't feel like you're not moving super far. So is she by the water at all?
No, she's more in the center of the state, in the middle.
Okay. Well, just kind of, here's the thing. I would take your time because I feel like since it's such a, arduous isn't the right word, but it's really, you know, it's not easy for you to get in your car and go and put yourself in another community type thing. And to, you know, to like really sit there and feel what it's going to feel like living there, right? That's not an easy peasy thing for you. So take your time, know that you're safe at your mom's, and then take your time and find, just follow your gut instinct, follow your intuition. How does that feel okay to you?
Yeah, it's funny because last time I did it was just like last Monday, and like Sunday night I had a hard time sleeping because I knew Monday I was going to get in my car and go for the drive. And, you know, it's funny because as I was driving there, I was telling myself, see, you're doing it, everything's fine, it's okay, you don't have anything to fear, you know.
Yeah, exactly, because this is a big deal for you. I mean, it's not like, you know, for other people, you know, and you can make it be this way for you, but currently, you know, for other people, it can be like, you know, hallelujah, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what life is bringing me. And for you to get in your car and, you know, do this on your own is really not an easy task. So take these baby steps and honor yourself. You know,
I'm so fearful about it. That's the thing. It's like, God, why am I such a big, you know, big baby? It's you know,
because
other people,
you know,
do
what?
This all the time.
Julia, it's not just about getting in your car and going to another location. It's about you. It's everything that you are still in the process of overcoming. It's about saying, okay, I'm finally divorced. It's about, you know, all this, the stuff that you've gone through. It's, you know, it's still connected with that. So it's not just as easy peasy as saying, okay, I'm going to go find my new home. It's not that easy. It's a big deal. And so recognize that. So that's why I feel like if you, you know, take your time and, you know, since you're not going to get booted out of your mom, take your time and find the right place and meet some friends. You can do it.
Okay.
Well, you can. Here, I'm going to give you, okay, you know what? This is what I posted on my Facebook this morning, is I encouraged everybody to reach out either with a smile or a kind word to somebody today that they normally would not. So that could be even when you go buy your groceries, reach out more to the person, to the teller or whatever. I don't, you know, it could be a whole, it can be kind of in a million different forms. But for you, Julia, every day take the challenge of reaching out with a smile or a word to somebody that you normally wouldn't.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Definitely doable.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. It'll put you, so you're more comfortable putting yourself out there. Excellent. You can do this. So stay in touch. Yeah, stay in touch because you've got it all waiting for you. I mean, it's there waiting for you. And just stay in touch. And just, you know, take the pressure off yourself and just say you're going to do baby steps, okay?
Okay.
So stay in touch with me. You can do it. Many blessings to you. And just, you know, follow your heart and enjoy the process.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, my show is actually over, but I will take one more caller just because you guys have been on for a really long time. So the area code is 347, and the first three digits are 339. Hello? Hello? Most of that not working. Hello? Hello? Okay, so I don't know if they're there or not. So I've got one other person I can talk to. So my last caller is area code 717-331. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Polly. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good. You've got a bunch of kids with you.
A 3-month-old, 3-month-old baby.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this isn't live anymore, but I will certainly take your call. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tavanna.
Okay, Tavanna?
Tavanna.
Okay, it's breaking up a little bit. Okay, so how can I help you?
I just wanted like a general reading on something you could pick up. I have a lot going on.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what to ask.
Okay. The first thing that I'm hearing right away is to slow down. And are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not real clear. But slow down and you also have an opportunity to learn from the situation that you're in right now. But it's all, so here's what I'm feeling from you. And you can let me know, I'll share with you, and then you can let me know, yeah, this is it, or whatever. But I feel like you have a fair amount of anger going on right now towards somebody, or there's something that you're not real pleased about. And so figure some way to let that go. I don't, either talk to somebody about it, but let some of that go. And because you're so frustrated and so angry about some of this stuff, it's kind of keeping you where you are. So instead of you moving forward or actually just being able to enjoy where you are in your life, you're caught up in this anger situation. Does that make sense to you?
A lot, yes.
Yeah, so you got to just let that go. Do you have anybody to talk to about that?
I do, but I'd rather not. I'm kind of embarrassed about the situation.
Well, I think you're going to feel better if you do. Even if you find somebody that sometimes your mom isn't the best person, because your mom or your aunt or whoever, they have, or your friend, they have kind of an agenda behind it. So if you broaden your circle, and if there's somebody who has a more objective that can listen to you and help you, because you also have, there's a lot more crying for you to do, to just kind of get rid of some of the stuff that's happened. So if you have somebody that you can talk to, it'll really help you. Because it's going to help you see your choices better. Which is,
my choices are guys or?
Your choices in life. You know, that you have the ability to choose how you want to live your life. You have the ability to choose where you want to live. You know, for example, the last caller. She's choosing the community she wants to be with. She's choosing where she wants to live. It's not easy for her, but she knows she can do it. And it's the same thing with you. It might not be easy for you to choose where you're going to live. It might not be easy for you to choose your friends. It might not be easy for you to choose, who you're going to share your life with. But you, and only you, have the ability to do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it's really, you just have to do it. But with that being said, I know it can be challenging. And so if you have somebody that can kind of help you through that, at least part of it, I encourage you to go talk to them. Because I think that will really help you. Okay.
I don't know what it's supposed to, but
okay.
The situation that you're picking up on is a friend that was supposed to help me, with my daughter, because her dad's incarcerated. He kind of misled me, and it's, hurting me bad, and he lives with me, so, I don't really know, do I tell him to get out? He's about to soon start a job, so, I feel like that just made the situation kind of worse, as far as him, continuing with his stay here, we in separate rooms. I don't know what to do. I try my best to just say whatever and go about it as friends, but it's like, My shoulder still hurts.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't feel good to me. Yeah, it does. You're right. It doesn't feel good to me. Do you have any? Do you have like a safer place that you can live with your child?
It's my house.
Okay, then boot the guy out.
He lives with me.
Okay, then give him the boot because it doesn't feel good to me. And you, only you have the ability to decide who's in your life, and you have the ability to tell people how you're going to be treated. And if somebody's not treating you right, they can't be there. And you're not doing this just for you. You're doing this for your daughter.
She's about to start a job soon. Like, how do I go about, I don't really think he has any intentions on leaving any time soon. And it's like, we argue, we fight, I tell him to leave even once before I pack the stuff, and he won't leave.
Well, if the house is your house, I legally don't know what your rights are. I mean, except for that you have the right to boot anybody out of your house. Tell him you're going to call the police. Listen, it's your life. It's your home. It's your child. And you know what the question that I was asking people earlier about, when they did something that they overcame, some aspect in their life that was really scary, but they made it through it. Well, here's a time for you right now that's really scary and tough, but you can make it through this, and you're no longer doing it just for you. You're doing it for your child also. So whatever you have to do to be safe and for your child to be safe.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? I mean, you just have to do that.
It makes a lot of sense.
I think that there's probably somebody that you can talk to. I'm not sure, what services you would, you have in your community, but I definitely think that if you found somebody to talk to, it's definitely going to help you. And I encourage you to reach out. I encourage you to reach out for help for yourself and your daughter, and encourage you to reach out and see what your rights are in terms of getting that person out of your house, because you deserve to live in a nice place, right? That feels good to you. Okay, so that's what I'm I'm hoping that you go forward and find some resources, find some help for you and your daughter. Because you deserve it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, I know you don't know why I chose to do this, but, like I truly believe everything happens for a reason, but I just can't figure this one out. Like,
I think it's moved past that point. And so I just feel like it's not for anybody's best interest for him to continue in the house. So, because to me, it doesn't feel good. So, and it must not feel very good to you, or you would not have called in. So there are resources out there for you for sure. So, talk to some, there are people, you have a baby, there are lots of people out there, social services and stuff that can, that will be there just to offer, some help, some guidance, because people want you to succeed. We want, people on the whole want you to succeed. You deserve to succeed. So reach out and get some of those resources that are out there.
Okay.
So wherever you had your baby, whatever clinic or whoever you're going to for your OB care, contact them and see, or you might know. I mean, I don't know what the resources are, but find out where you somebody who's young with a young child, what your resources are.
Okay.
Okay? Because you deserve that. Okay. Many blessings to you. Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. And I just, you know, and I know the radio's gone, but whoever listens to the rest of this, I just, you know, I really want to encourage people to make sure that they're honored. You know, if a relationship doesn't feel good to you or a situation doesn't feel good to you, you're not honoring yourself. And sometimes you have to be incredibly brave to make that change, but you can do it. And if you can't do it by yourself, you know, you can get therapy, you can get a life coach. There's, you know, there's a million ways that you can get out of the situation if you're not being honored. And especially when we bring kids into it, all of a sudden our kids are absolutely our number one priority. And so it's up to us to teach our kids about love and show our kids what love is. And I really encourage anybody who needs some assistance right now in finding, you know, a safer place to live or, you know, to maybe get back into school, whatever, look at your resources and get some help. So many blessings and prayers to everybody. And thank you so much for joining me. My website, Gateways to Peace. And I really appreciate everybody listening, and have a beautiful, beautiful week. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.